Good morning. Medea and Maddie are played by the same actor in a reworking of Euripides' tragedy. How has Medea's revenge against her faithless husband been brought into the 21st century? A new word has entered the language, adulting. What does it mean, and why do young people need to congratulate themselves for simply growing up? The Women's Equality Party launches its manifesto. Their leader explains why they're asking other parties to nick their policies. And the last in our series of crafts included in the Woman's Hour Prize, what comes under the heading, The Other. Now, last night, the Women's Sport Trust held its annual award ceremony for what they've called Game Changers. The GB women's hockey team won the Team Role Model Prize, the BBC's Eleanor Oldroyd won the Media Award, and the footballer Kelly Simmons was named Ambassador of Women's Sport. The local Inspiring Initiative Prize went to Mel Bound, who started This Mum Runs 3 years ago. Well, she joins us this morning, together with Anna Watkins, who won Olympic gold for rowing and is now patron of the Women's Sport Trust. Anna, why do you believe it's important to acknowledge women's sporting achievements in this way and separately from men's?
These awards, the Game Changer Awards, they're not just about celebrating women's sporting achievements. I mean, we know now that our sports teams, our women's sports teams, are really strong and regularly demolish the rest of the world. This is about celebrating the people who are making a difference in the way that women's sport is perceived and engaged in. So role models is part of it, but it's also about media initiatives and participation initiatives at a local and a national level.
Mel, let's bring you in here. You're in
Morning, Jenny.
Bristol. Good morning.
I am.
What did it mean to you to win this award?
Well, I mean, the whole This Mum Runs community were absolutely over the moon. This was very much a team effort. We've got a big team of volunteer run angels and mums that we've trained as coaches or run makers. And our entire community of 10,000 mums were just absolutely over the moon last night.
Why did you start This Mum Runs?
So the whole thing started because, after I had my kids and I found it virtually impossible to access the sorts of exercise that I'd done previously because everything was just at the wrong time and at the time when I was putting the kids to bed. And I kind of, for a couple of years, I just went from being really active to virtually doing nothing. And in the end, I decided I had to do something about it. And I thought, right, I need to find someone to run with. And a chance post onto Facebook looking for a running buddy led to 75 women turning up one Wednesday evening in November 2 years ago. And it just went from there. I had this moment where I realised there were lots and lots of women feeling exactly the same as me.
Anna, what generally holds women back from a career in sport? I mean, to what extent is it children?
I can answer that one from my personal experience.
Now,
yes, I've got two little boys, and it's practical things as Mel will tell you, time and logistics and physical need to be, you know, pushing a buggy or carrying a child at all times, and busy lives. You know, we have long commutes. We're juggling work. That's at my age, in my 30s. I think earlier on in life, women have different priorities and pressures and sort of emotional perceptions of sport, and that's something we've got to address too. So we're interested in getting women into sport from toddlers right through to we had some amazing world masters champions in their 80s at the awards last night as well. So it's the whole spectrum, and we want to tackle what holds women back from participating in sport at every stage of life.
How easy, Mel? I mean, you say you've now got thousands of women doing it, but honestly, how easy is it for a new mother to find time to go for a run?
Oh, God, I think it's actually incredibly difficult to take that first step and decide that you actually want to do something that's just for you. And you know, not the million other things that you're doing every day that are for your kids or your family or, you know, or everyone else in your life. So we always say to the women in our community that that first step, that very first step where you decide to come on a Wednesday evening or a Sunday morning and join one of our runs, that is definitely the hardest thing to do. But once you've taken that step and you're with a group of women who've got the same challenges as you and are as busy as you and are as tired as you, and you realise, actually, if all of these women are doing it, then maybe I can too. And from there, it gets much easier.
And to what extent do they give each other emotional support as well as...
To be honest, when the kind of racing element is not really part of what we do, everything we do really is about headspace and giving women a bit of time to themselves. So we don't talk about PBs or times or even really distance.
PB, that's personal best.
Sorry, I'm not a very sporty person.
Yeah.
So we don't really talk about that stuff. And I think that's one of the reasons why we've been so accessible to women. And the emotional side, the support that the women in our community give to each other is absolutely incredible. And we manage everything through a Facebook community. We have Facebook communities in London, Bath and Bristol now. And just watching the feed and the things that people post and the challenges they face and then the support they get from other women is just absolutely incredible.
Anna, to what extent would you say your achievements in London and Beijing changed things for women in sport?
Do you know, I was pondering this last night as I was watching the awards. The reason that the Women's Sport Trust was founded was because the way that women's sport was reported in London was a game-changing difference. There was something really healthy about it, something that acknowledged that women's sporting achievements were natural and should be talked about in the same language as men's sport. And we felt it was really important to capitalise on that, let it grow with the momentum that it had at that stage and not let it fizzle out and take a retrograde step. Last night... we saw the media initiative for the England women's rugby team. And it's called Red Roses. You have to Google it if you haven't seen it. It's amazing. You see these women growing from little girls through to strong, ready to perform athletes. And at the same time, you see a rose growing from a rosebud to this beautiful bloomed rose with thorns. It's amazing, amazing imagery. And these women are now playing professionally. That, you know, they're funded, they have got a media campaign. They're about to go out and defend their world title in the World Cup this summer. And, you know, that wasn't happening 5 years ago. So things, you know, the momentum in particularly in social media is palpably growing. And I, for one, was sort of really heartened that we have captured something and we have made some permanent changes over the last 5 years.
Mel, at what point did This Mum Runs become a full-time job for you that you could make a living from?
After about 6 months, actually. So it just became so huge and so time-consuming, particularly managing the community aspect. And I was loving it so much and finding it so motivating, just seeing the difference it was making to women, that actually about 6 months after it started, I got offered the chance to take redundancy from my job. And I just grabbed it with both hands. And at that point, I didn't know whether it could make any money, and it wasn't really about that. But I just knew it was what I wanted to do with my life. And so, you know, I haven't looked back since, really.
And Anna, with two toddlers, how much sport are you doing these days?
Not enough, Jelly. I need to phone Mel for some tips.
Come and join us, yes. Says Mel.
Yeah. Yes, I'm going to... I did...
Isn't it time this mum ran?
Yes, she's got a very good point.
Anna Watkins, Mel Bound, keep fit, both of you. Thank you both very much indeed for being with us this morning. Now, Euripides Medea is the most famous example of a woman wronged by a faithless husband who takes her revenge in the most terrifying manner. At the Bristol Old Vic Theatre, a new version of the play has just opened.